VMN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where you get rockstar parking, the paparazzi won't bother you, and you can use a silly fake name. Give us a call with your questions or comments. Now, here's Griff and his long-suffering co-host, Lee.
This segment is brought to you by BidOnFusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. Well, you have our number. It should be right there beside you, 888-723-4630. Why not give us a call? This is your chance, by the way.
So I'm looking over things on the chat board.
Really?
And they're talking a lot about returns, because that's basically what we've been talking about today. And E-Betsy said that her client, you know, that she sells for, pays for return shipping. And she said they have very few of them, about 1 to 1.5%.
That's pretty good. That's a low rate of
return. Yeah, that's pretty good. Jetfast 107 says, I always find my returns run in streaks. I won't have any for 2 to 3 months, and then all of a sudden a couple in a week. Well, that's what I call stuff happens. you know, when it rains, it pours, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Wish I could, but my items are fragile and people are remorseful more than ever. That was Honey Vanilla. Said they don't want to do the return.
She called in. That's the same person who called in.
Right. I don't consider my buyers horrible. Two buyers were horrible, she said. That's what she told us.
Yeah, but she was focusing on them. It was dominating her life.
I know, but I think she's okay now.
I'm not sure.
I really do.
I mean, the experience may not have been pleasant, but I'm not sure. I would never call any of my buyers horrible. I don't know them. And I can't make assumptions about what their lives are like or what their experience was like and say, well, there was a horrible person. You know, even that person who, I mean, there was, I had one fraud incident I've talked about with the satellite radio and the person in L.A., but, you know, I don't know that person's backstory. Yeah, in my view, a criminal. She was mail fraud. But, you know, I'm just not going to take it personally. I'm not going to make it personal. I'm going to say bad move. Crime never pays. Who knows the backstory? What's going on there? I mean, maybe she's a drug addict. Maybe she's desperate. Who knows?
Well, that's a good lesson in life.
Well, it just does. But think about it, Lee. So I can choose to actually worry over this and let it obsess, I obsess over it and it starts to color my day. Or I can say, nah, you know what? I'm going to make a decision. I'm not getting involved in this. Even though it was my transaction, I'm just not going to go there with that. I got other things to worry about.
You know, many of us who have these quick reactions to things and get upset at the beginning, I'm one of those people.
Oh, me too.
And I have learned, though.
I know.
Through the years, I've gotten much, much better at relaxing and doing my little meditation for a moment and then saying, okay, let's take care of this and get on to the next part of my life. But I'm one of those people who, I was raised in a house with a mother who freaked, you know, when a little thing happened. She took care of business, but she freaked first. So what did I learn? To freak out first,
yeah.
Right? So I have been working on that with myself for many, many years. And I think if you're listening to this right now and you relate to what I'm saying, it ain't worth it. It's not good for your health.
No, it isn't. It only increases your own stress levels.
Life is short and so am I. That's what I say.
Boy,
you gotta get over the bad stuff as quickly as you can.
Tell me something I don't know. I'm the same way. I came from a Italian-American household where, you know, no one's happy unless they're screaming.
Yeah.
That's happiness. And over time, I think in the last 10 years, I think I've gotten better. And I think that's actually a Howie influence because he's so calm all the time.
Well, see, John influences
me. And John is so calm.
John is calm almost all the time.
I've never seen him upset.
He does get up. With John, he has his boundaries, and he doesn't get upset. This used to really get me PO'd. What he'll do is he'll just, you know, stop down and go do something else, and I'm sitting there. I'm still furious. But he's playing his guitar.
Right, yeah.
He's moved on.
Yeah, Howie's helped me a lot readjust to that.
Yeah.
Because in the past, you tend to say, well, that's because I was reacting to this person all the time. And then I thought, no, actually, you were making a choice. And my choice was when something went wrong and it was my fault that something went wrong,
mm-hmm.
I was furious. I was furious at myself. Stupid idiot. How how could you do this? And I'm talking to myself.
Well, we're replaying those old tapes.
The old tapes, yeah. Right.
We are.
Well, so what I did is I donated those tapes to Savers.
Okay.
Let someone else do it. And now
you didn't sell them on eBay, did you?
Oh, I couldn't do that. I couldn't inflict those on
good.
Anyone on
oh,
eBay.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. Listen, we've got a contact us email here.
Let's read that because this is turning into a psycho session.
From Scott. Well, it has to do with being an entrepreneur, though. You got to get over it.
Yeah, you have to.
Because you're wasting time listing. You should be listing instead of being upset.
You know, this guy I sold the rug to. I've never sold anything to him. So I think he's a dealer. I want him to come back. So I'm happy to pay for this return. He offered to pay. I said no.
An antique dealer.
Yeah. So I feel so that loss I talked about. So I now look at it. This is an investment in a future customer because I also said, hey, I get them sometimes these rugs, and you may want to check me out. I'd love to sell you one in the future. Great.
You may have made a customer for life.
I know. Well, I know right I know that has got me. I have one return customer that I know that's a fact, who comes and buys shirts a lot from me. And the reason was because they returned the first shirt they purchased and they were so pleased that I made the process smooth and easy. Now they come to me for shirts.
And you know, sometimes
that was a great investment in customer acquisition.
Sometimes there is a gray area. For instance, if you remember her conversation with us, one of the things she dropped in there was she had not put the length of the shirt in her listing.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
the guy
right,
couldn't fit it over his belly.
Yeah, well.
So there's a little gray area there, and I think she realizes that, though.
Yeah, well, you know, so the problem for me with shirts and fit is I've had people return things, and they'll say, you know, the shirt's too small for me. I never would lecture someone like that about that. I don't even want to draw attention to it. You know, if it's a fitment issue, well, I always say, you know what, sizing isn't standard.
I have this very big belly.
Or, well, you must have a very large belly, buyer.
Exactly. Right.
So I just say, oh, well, you know what? Don't worry about it. Send it back.
I get it. I understand
Even sometimes with measurements, you know, they don't quite still feel right when you fit. It's fine. Don't worry. It's not you. Don't worry. Let's just send it back.
In the meantime, we have Scott from Shelton, Washington, who sent us a contact us email. His eBay ID is The Gathering Guru. I like that name. He said, many of my international buyers ask me about cheaper shipping like first class. I tell them it's not available through U.S. because the package delivery is not trackable. First class does not have tracking internationally, but is much, much cheaper. So wouldn't it be nice if there was a box to check for international buyers that could waive their rights to refunds on lost or stolen packages so they could have the choice to select the cheaper shipping that would not normally be available from sellers? I think the customer should have the choice if they wish, and I believe this could increase sales.
The choice. Did I misunderstand that when I was not listening to the first part?
So he's asking... He's saying, wouldn't it be nice if there was a box to check for international buyers where they could waive their rights to refunds on lost or stolen packages so they could have the choice to select the cheaper shipping that would normally be available from sellers? He's suggesting that maybe this might be a good thing to do for eBay to do.
So give the buyer some sort of, you assume more risk.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
You assume more risks. But you can pay cheaper shipping.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
See, how do you market that?
You know what, Scott?
How do you
think it's a good idea. But
yeah, but how do we market that? Think about it. How do we promote that? Think about that.
I could say something really nasty and say, just put it up there like you do some things and don't tell us about it. But I'm not going to say that because that wouldn't be nice.
But you just did.
I love to do that. Okay, so
hold on. In my circle, I am calm. It is Lee's problem. It is her circus. It's her monkey, not me.
Oh, my. So should we check? You know what I'm going to do now? Check the seller events calendar.
You want to do that now?
Yeah. And first of all, let me...
It says here, we didn't talk to Matt Broussard. He
hasn't called in yet.
Oh, Matt.
He
it says
not called in.
SFX, News Sounder. Now it's time for our research report. And he didn't call.
No, he didn't.
Oh, I miss our Matt.
Who knew?
And his little bow tie.
Who knew?
And his very good talent at being an artist.
So let me tell you about the calendar of events. If you'd like to, if your seller's group or meetup or other eBay event, if you have anything going on like that, please add it to eBay Radio Seller Events calendar. All you have to do is go to ebayradio.com, click the big blue Archives on Demand button, then click on Submit a Seller Event. In the top right-hand corner of any Archives page, you can fill out the web form and we'll put your event on the calendar. So let's see what's going on. Well, tonight, Griff, in Raleigh, oh, isn't that a coincidence? That's where MJ's from. Raleigh eBay Users Group. They're going to have a meetup tonight, and the subject is writing good titles and descriptions that will get your items sold. I'd like to go to that one.
Ooh.
The organizer is Paul Apollonia.
Oh, I know Paul.
And that's tonight, August 14th, 2014, from 6 to 8 p.m. And the location is the New World Coffee House at 4112 Pleasant Valley Road, number 124, in Raleigh, North Carolina. And basically, it's a workshop on writing good titles and descriptions. So if you want to know more, and there's also a link for you to find out more information, just come on, you know, ebayradio.com, click the big blue Archives on Demand button, and then click on Seller Events, and there you have it. So that's going on tonight. And then next Tuesday, and we'll be announcing this again, of course, Pennsylvania, Delaware, New Jersey Sellers Meetup Group is going to be having a meetup, and we'll talk more about that on Tuesday.
This segment was brought to you by Bid on Fusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. Coming up next, today's very last segment. Stay tuned for more eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Hey there, ShipStation here. We'd like to be your in-house worker bee. Here's the buzz. ShipStation excels in handling orders coming from multiple online stores and marketplaces. And we love shipping through multiple carriers. We're always working hard in the background, consolidating orders, creating label batches, updating order status and tracking, stuff like that. Our job is to make sure you get through your orders a whole lot faster. In fact, ShipStation helps you be so efficient, you'll be shaking the trees to come up with new business. Take the sting out of selling and experience shipping nirvana, the sweet honey of success. Our free 30-day trial is one of the smartest decisions you'll make in today's online marketplace. And eBay listeners, get an extra month free after the trial. Visit ShipStation.com/eBayRadio to check us out. And check us out.
Sometimes it becomes clear when you're product sourcing that you need to fish in a new pond. BidOnFusion.com is looking for those few savvy power sellers who recognize a great new fishing opportunity when they see one. BidOnFusion.com is America's largest wholesale resource for bulk closeout lots from major retailers such as Walmart and Home Depot, along with customer returns and overstocked inventory. BidOnFusion has the widest variety of goods available to eBay sellers. You'll find great new inventory auctions going for pennies on the dollar against full retail. Historically available to only large-scale liquidators. Choose from appliances, general merchandise, power tools, home entertainment, building materials, home improvement lots, and more, all bundled into premium pallets. We constantly offer new inventory every day. Check us out often. Go to BidOnFusion.com. There's some big fish waiting.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 277.
The holidays will be busy ones for eBay sellers. Will your customer service change during that time? Lori Myers is known on eBay as Thrift Deluxe with an asterisk. She offers this advice on customer service.
I think we offer great customer service through the year, but just to be sensitive to, you know, the typical frantic holiday shopper, my awareness is just heightened. I try to help offer overnight shipping, and there are times when I'll make multiple trips to the post office. Maybe if I've already shipped for the day, if somebody purchases something, you know, a couple hours after I've already been, I'll package it up and ship it same day, just because, you know, time is of the essence for sure during that holiday.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Your You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. Just your calls and comments. The show is full of it. Call now. We're here. We like it. Now, here's Griff and Lee.
And today's final segment is brought to you by Stamps.com, postage from your PC.
We just talked with Matt, apparently, from back in the San Diego studio, and he's having some sort of work crisis, so he couldn't join us today.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
That's what happened to him. So, well, I'm sure it's going to be okay. I wanted to finish what I had started with the Pennsylvania, Delaware, New Jersey Sellers Meetup Group, because we won't be back on the air till Tuesday, and Tuesday night is their event. The organizer is Luann Gorsas, and it's happening on Tuesday, August 19th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., that is, I hope, Eastern time, as that's during our show. Yes, it is. It's at the Westchester Diner, 1147 Westchester Pike, Westchester, Pennsylvania. They're going to talk about holiday selling. The name of the title of the event is Are You Prepared for Q4? Join your fellow sellers in discussing preparation for holiday selling. And as always, you can come to the eBay Radio Archive site and click on Seller Resources, hover over it, and then click on Seller Events, and you can see the entire calendar.
Groovy.
Out of sight. We have Social Sandy, known as Office Threads, on the line with us. We love Social Sandy. Hi, honey. How you doing? What's your question or comment?
Oh, I am doing great. I'm so thankful you guys are on the air today because it means I can avoid unpacking for another hour or so. This move just took forever, but I discovered something amazing today.
What's that?
You guys know I am the one person who has a Windows phone, right? It's me.
Yes.
I can listen live to eBay Radio in the browser on my Windows phone.
Excellent.
I didn't know if you knew that, but it was so cool.
Yeah.
Because I don't have internet yet. So
that is way cool.
Well, we're glad.
On your cell phone.
Wait a minute.
We're glad.
I guess they don't have internet in Muncie?
No, the guy's coming Monday.
We
don't have it installed yet. Yeah,
That scared me.
They have it.
Of course, in Muncie, of course they do.
And apparently in Muncie, they have a pretty good farmer's market.
They do.
Yes.
It's really strange. There's no fruit. It's really weird. There's a lot of meat and corn and no fruit at the farmer's market.
Well, it's Muncie. I'm sure there's very little fruit in Muncie.
You know, coming from the land of the fruits and nuts, I guess I was a little spoiled.
There you go. I got you to say it. There'll be probably fruit in the fall, right? Because so Muncie is the kind of climate where there would be spring fruit and then like apples and stuff, right?
Yeah, I guess I was just looking for peaches, but I guess I need to go a little bit further east and hit Georgia first.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
So you have a Windows phone. And you're able to hear the show in your browser. So what did you do? Just click on Listen Live?
I had to the Lithium has a really nice mobile interface where the group lives. And I just had to click the full site instead of the regular site.
Uh-huh.
And the player came right up. The Liquid Compass player came right up. It works great.
Yeah, works like a charm.
I'm excited about that. And for those of you who are using iPhone, any minute, any second, it's been approved by everybody, Apple and eBay, and it should be happening any moment. So for you iPhone users, because us Droid people, we've had it for quite a while, you know. So Sandy, how are you making out in your new move? You know nobody there, right?
I do not. I don't know a person here. Although, remember when I was on the air, I guess it was about 2 months ago when I talked about the move and I shared that funny video and Griff was, he couldn't control himself. He was laughing so hard. Well, I'll tell you, I got an eBay message later that day from somebody who's an eBay seller who's in Muncie and they introduced themselves to me. So I guess I have a friend. I just haven't met them yet.
Excellent. You'll have to get in touch with them and say, hey, I'm here.
I will. Just as soon as I have internet.
Because right off the bat, you have something in common with that person.
Absolutely, yeah.
The selling on eBay. Well, Sandy, as a person who's lived in many, many states and about 23 cities, I can tell you that moving is very traumatic, no matter what. But it's also an adventure, isn't it?
It is. It is. I've discovered the place around the corner from us has the best fried pickle chips. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, amazing. I love pickle chips. Yeah, those are fun.
Fried pickle chips. Oh, yeah. I like fried
They're breaded
pickles.
And fried. Mm-hmm. Right, they're good. Mm.
If the pickle's good, they're good.
That's right.
Oh, hey, they are. And except, you know, the ranch dressing dip it in. So they've got it all right.
Sandy, thank you so much for calling today. We always like to hear from you.
Thanks, Sandy. It was great seeing you, too, by the way.
Oh, good to see you, too. I'll talk to you guys later. Take care.
Okay.
Sandy was out for, there was a community super user thing that Jeff did here, and he had 12 different community posters come out for a day and a half. I had dinner with them on Thursday night.
So, oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. So Marie from Millsboro, Delaware, sent us a contact us email. She is known on eBay as Quilt Picks. And she said, I sell fabric. I offer first-class international shipping in addition to global shipping, so international buyers can pick that option if they want. I package the fabric securely and have had no negatives from it. Of course, now that I've said that, .. she said, but
yeah, don't tempt fate.
Yeah, really. Well, that's nice to know. Well, Griff, it's been lovely being here in San Jose with you this week.
It's been lovely
it's
having
nice
you.
It's nice to be right across from each other where we can see each other.
That's right. And you know? Can you watch me pick my nose and scratch my butt.
All kinds of stuff going on. Right. I like it, though. I've enjoyed it. And I always enjoy my stay up here for Town Hall, so thank you for having me.
And we'll see you next Tuesday. This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com, postage from your PC. Like I said, next Tuesday, August 19th, with eBay Radio at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. We'll see you there. Ask Griffin Lee is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, global food for thought.
I'm a buyer and a seller on eBay. When I receive items that have been packed carefully, it says a lot about the person who sent it. And when I send items to my customers, I take the time to wrap them carefully. And I know just where to go for all of my shipping supplies. There's truly only one place. BubbleFast. They're family-owned and operated. And they care about getting your supplies to you promptly. And if you're not sure about what you need, give them a call. And if by chance they don't have what you need, they'll do their very best to help you find it. BubbleFast are top-rated sellers and have been providing shipping supplies to the eBay community since 1999. BubbleFast has bubble mailers and bubble cushioning, foam rolls, packing peanuts, boxes, tape, and one of my favorite products is the famous box sizer tool that easily cuts boxes to the exact size I need. Most of their customers are eBay sellers, and they're successful because they listen to their customers. Call BubbleFast now, toll-free 877-599-SHIP. That's 877-599-SHIP. BubbleFast for all of your shipping supplies.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Maybe you've delved into social marketing but couldn't tell if it was working. Social Beacon from PageMage makes it easy to know exactly where you stand. Social Beacon is a new tool that lets you post to Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest all at the same time. Then it measures results. You'll know how many Facebookers clicked to take a look and how many Twitter and Pinterest followers also took action. Social Beacon is free. You can share your first item in just 5 minutes. Go to PageMage.com to start now.
You gotta be kidding me.
Those comments were overheard while watching people getting their yearly tax bill. At GoDaddyBookkeeping.com, we offer the No Surprises system. Each and every year, you'll get up-to-date estimated tax numbers with daily sales tax tracking, along with invoicing, time tracking, and estimates. GoDaddy's online bookkeeping offers the perfect package for eBay sellers with a tried-and-true eBay track record since you used to know us as Outright.com. It's a great set of smart online bookkeeping tools at a truly remarkable price, just $9.99 a month. Best of all, you can sleep easy about your tax needs because GoDaddy online bookkeeping makes it as simple as turning on your computer.
Holy moly guacamole.
To find out more about the No Surprises at Tax Season system, go to Outright.com and get started today.